Good morning, Melissa. We're sponsored by Keepersall Estates and the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines. If you've ever traveled to major cities like New York or Washington, the need for transportation within the city has almost always meant hailing a cab. The experience is never great, and in many cases, it's downright awful. Yet taxi cabs are among the most regulated of businesses. In New York City, where hailing a cab is an almost inevitable feature of any trip, it can cost $1 million or more for a taxi cab operator to obtain a New York City taxi medallion, a fact that regulators assure us weeds out the riffraff. But the byproduct of such a formidable government-mandated barrier to entry is that the taxi industry in New York, and in most other cities, is effectively a cartel, complete with the fixed prices and limited consumer options intrinsic to every cartel. And thus, despite a set of regulations as thick as a phone book, most taxi rides range from mildly to completely unpleasant. No place more so historically than in Washington, D.C., home to the most notoriously terrible taxis of any major city in the U.S. So on a recent trip to D.C., I tried the service called Uber. Uber's not a taxi cab company. It's what's called a transportation network company, or TNC. Think of it as a cooperative network of independent, intra-city transportation providers. Uber drivers use their own very nice cars and are summoned by a free and very user-friendly smartphone app. The app tells the driver where you are and shows you on a map where the driver is and when he will arrive. At the end of the ride, you rate the driver, and his aggregate rating is visible to his next customer. On none of my Uber rides was the driver rated less than 4.8 on a 0 to 5 scale. I gave fives every time. Many of my Uber rides came with cold bottles of water in the back seat cup holders, free for the taking, and candies and mints in a tray on the seat. The experience was, in every case, an order of magnitude better than a Washington, D.C. cab for about 40% less cost. Wherever I go, if Uber is available, I will never hail a cab again. I have seen the future of point-to-point travel in major cities, and it's not municipally regulated taxi cabs. So, of course, the taxi cartels and regulators are doing all they can to crush TNCs like Uber. It would never occur to entrenched taxi owners to emulate them. They'll instead make maximum use of government muscle against those who would dare innovate. That heavily regulated industries never innovate and are therefore easily beaten by entrepreneurs who do is forever lost on those who believe in the goodness of government. But now that I've seen the taxi industry stood on its head by creating free market innovation, I'm again imagining what the healthcare industry would look like if the government got out of it. Perhaps we'd have the Uber equivalent smartphone app for finding a doctor at 40% less than what seeing a doctor costs now. That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. This delightful cool spell is going to come to an end, but who cares? It's never hot on the patio at the Keepersall Winery. Never. First, it's always cooler when you get out of town. Second, lush green vegetation, such as that found in the beautiful rolling vineyard at Keepersall, also holds hot temperatures at bay. And then, the winemakers at Keepersall give Mother Nature a little assist. That assistance comes in the form of air conditioning units that wash cool air down upon the seats and tables on the Keepersall Winery patio. The result? A place where you can relax with friends or your spouse and enjoy local estate-grown wines in cool, visually rewarding comfort. Just another example of the Keepersall Estate's commitment to gracious living. While you're there, I again urge you to try the 2012 Keepersall Texas Vit. It's a crisp, cool, refreshing white that's my go-to wine when the weather gets warm. Tell them I sent you. The nominal $1 tasting fee's on me. South on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge. A mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and follow the signs. Learn more at Keepersall.com.